Producer Riley Galloway spoke with our European correspondent Ineke Mules yesterday afternoon about the politics in Poland at the moment following a string of protests across the country against controversial law reforms. They also discussed internet censorship in Russia.
Last week we spoke with Ineke Mules about a protest in Warsaw. It was attended by thousands and stood against a series of judicial reforms proposed by Poland's conservative government. The reforms have been condemned as an attack on democratic values. Ineke joins us again this morning to give us an update. Since we last spoke, the protest has amassed to the hundreds of thousands all across Poland, leading to a remarkable announcement and rare reprimand from the country's president. Good morning, Ineke. Well, thank you. And before we discuss the president's announcement, can you remind us again what these proposed reforms were entailing and how the country has reacted? What's been going on over the past week?
Yes, well, basically, these reforms are being pushed through by the ruling Law and Justice Party, and they've basically made an issue since their election in 2015 of more or less attempting to control Poland's independent institutions, especially its legal judicial institutions. So one of the measures that was vetoed this week involves removing all of the judges from the Supreme Court, except for those chosen by the Justice Minister. And another one would actually see the Parliament actually given the authority to appoint members of the National Council of the Judiciary. That might not sound exactly clear from the outset what that actually means, but it basically means that the government controls every single independent institution, and that can be quite a dangerous thing if one of those laws does pass and does come into effect. So yes, Poland's president actually appears to have given in to many nationwide protests by announcing that he will veto these controversial judicial law reforms. Now, the Polish president is generally considered more of a ceremonial role rather than an active one, although he is considered to be an independent, and up until now he was considered to have quite a close relationship with the Law and Justice Party. He was even mocked quite consistently. He has been described as a sort of a political puppet in the past. So his announcement on Monday came as quite a surprise, quite a good surprise as well to many of the people who have been demonstrating over the past week or so. So this was done in a televised address on Monday, where he more or less said that his decision was based on a number of conversations he had with experts, and this included quite an interesting group of experts. They were legal experts, as well as historians, philosophers, and even former anti-communist dissidents. And he did speak of these conversations that he had with them, and especially those anti-communist dissidents who were saying that they don't want to go back to what it used to be. And they say, you know, alarm bells are ringing in light of these laws about to come into effect. So, and that is what a lot of the protesters were concerned about in the first place. The fact that, you know, Poland is quite a young democracy, of course, but it's almost a bit of an echo of its communist past. So the fact that the president did actually do this, did sit down with these so-called experts to make this really quite strong decision, does say quite a lot. And a lot of people are saying at this stage, they're considering it a victory, but not to get too complacent at this stage. The Law and Justice Party say that these reforms are necessary. They say they're doing it in order to weed out so-called corrupt people within the judiciary. To what extent that is true, it's very hard to ascertain, of course, when a government says things like that. So most people are quite relieved, but they are also they remain vigilant at this stage. And protests are likely to continue in an attempt to force the president to also veto a third bill, which is expected to come through sometime this week. So it will be very interesting if he continues down this path and just keeps vetoing these laws, which are considered to give the government a bit more power than it perhaps should have.
And how has the ruling party responded, considering the president has acted in odds against them and their desire to see these reforms through? Is this a setback for them, or do you think they'll find a way around this?
The party says, you know, their resolve has not weakened, despite the fact that the president has vetoed these laws. They're probably going to try very, very hard. I imagine the president this week is going to find himself in a very difficult position with this third bill coming up, with so many people encouraging him to veto it. But on the other hand, the Law and Justice Party may not have expected from what he actually did, again, going back to that idea that he's been a puppet this entire time. So taking this firm stance may not have been what they expected from him. They probably thought that they were in quite a good position already. So far they have come out and more or less said yes, these reforms need to take place. We will pursue them by whatever means necessary. But of course, some are also worried that the president, he may have vetoed these so far, but some are concerned he will actually just end up proposing new conditions to these laws, which are more or less just watered-down versions of the current ones, and on top of that, will actually fail to veto that third bill. But it will be interesting to see what unfolds in the next week or so.
Well, it's such a fine example of people's power, I think. We have so much to be thankful for here in Australia, but a lot to fight for as well. No issue is too great or too small. I think in the face of problem, we must be assertive and united and loud, just as the people of Poland have been. We aren't helpless. Over to Russia, where the Kremlin is attempting to crack down on internet censorship. Inika, tell us a bit about the march in Moscow.
Yeah, so while we're on the topic of demonstrations, around 2,000 people have actually marched through the streets of Moscow in order to demand an end to efforts by the Russian authorities to control and monitor what is actually put online. So presidential elections are due in around 8 months' time. So the Kremlin is attempting to introduce this a new wave of laws, which would basically bring online space under the control of the Russian government. During these protests, around a handful of people were detained. Some of those names have been published so far. But for many years, Russian authorities, it's quite interesting, they have generally avoided targeting the internet. Of course, they have a lot of censorship laws in place, but most of those focus quite strongly in controlling traditional media, especially television, especially Russian state television. So the internet remains one of the very few open channels of communication available to critics of the government that are left. One notable case is opposition politician and self-declared political candidate, we'll see how that turned out, Alexei Navalny. And he has more than 1.3 million followers on his YouTube channel, and he has gained quite significant youth support since he's been on that platform. So that is probably part of their motivation in attempting to bring these new laws in. So there's this draft legislation currently in place, and what they're trying to do is attempting to force VPN to block sites on a blacklist, which will be drawn up by the National Media Watchdog. And the VPN provider to refuse to do this would be basically outlawed, and the government would attempt to block these sites as well. And another law, which is currently being put in place, actually, would require internet providers to provide a six-month record of all of the sites visited by users and retain all metadata for 3 years. And messenger servers would also need to provide their encryption keys, even, to allow authorities to access private communications between their citizens. So that is quite a scary thought if all of these come into effect as well. So over the past few years, although the internet hasn't been targeted specifically, like I was saying, internet users have been increasingly hit with fines and even jail sentences just for posting comments and videos which are labelled as extremist by the courts. Only in May, I think this year, a 22-year-old blogger was convicted of inciting religious hatred because he was playing Pokemon Go in an Orthodox church, and he's actually on the terrorist list now. So that's a little bit concerning, definitely. Russia, of course, they're not the first country to attempt to control and monitor the online needs of its population, far from it. But the fact that, you know, that again, in Russia, there are no independent courts necessarily, even though it may look like that from the outside or they want it to look like that. So the people are worried that the measures will probably be implemented without judicial oversight, and that is very likely to be the case. But it's interesting, it's not entirely clear how these laws will actually be implemented when it comes to the internet. It's a bit of a grey legal area, and some experts have already come out and said, you know, these lawmakers who have drawn up this legislation don't really know what they're doing. They're very inexperienced when they come to online laws. They think they can just bring a law into effect and that's it. Everyone has to obey it. But the internet is a little bit more sneaky like that. You can get away with a lot more. But even if these laws don't necessarily work in practice, all it really takes is a few sort of strong verdicts and jail time a few times every year to show that people are not free to speak anything online anymore, and especially leading up to the presidential election. It will be very interesting to see how hard they crack down on people posting these so-called extremist messages online.
European correspondent Inika Mules from Deutsche Welle. She was speaking with Breakfast producer Riley Galloway. And since sitting down with Inika yesterday afternoon, the president of Poland has signed into law one of the three bills being protested, having already announced the rejection of two. This bill will allow the justice minister to appoint the heads of the lower courts, leading to a consolidation of power and a huge judiciary control for the party. Critics have described the bill as unconstitutional. We'll continue to watch the space and we'll touch base with Inuka again next week.